Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pump it up, won't you go pump it up?
It is Friday, and we thank you guys for kicking the weekend off with us. Moose, Breezy, what's up? Social media is a dangerous place. How many of you have been in a situation where you found yourself going viral on social media in a not-so-positive way? Let's talk about it.
I really need that cough button. Yes. Oh, my God.
You know, it's getting to a point now where online has become a place that is being used as a weapon against people and as a tool to bully other people along with just fraud in general. I mean, if you have a story you're willing to share on how you or someone you know dealt with something similar to this, maybe your identity or photo was stolen or used for something online, just call us. Let us know what happened, because too many people go through it every single day.
Every single day.
Lily, who we have on hold, perfect example that it really doesn't matter how old you are. It can happen to pretty much anyone. And the situation, too, right now is that more and more people are dealing with this day in and day out, and it's super scary. Let me get her on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Lily.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Lily. Thank you for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we get started, I just want to apologize for the nightmare that you just recently went through.
Oh, thank you. It's been rough, to say the least. It hasn't been fun for me or my family, but we are just trugging through. What else can I do?
So for other people who, you know, because I want to make sure not everybody feels alone on this, because it happens to so many people, and I know it's really relatable. Anybody that uses social media, this could happen to anyone at any given time. So do you mind just breaking down your story and what recently happened to you?
Well, last month, actually, I made a video, and it was just something to promote my TikTok page, because I'm fairly new with my TikTok page.
Okay.
And I woke up Saturday morning to 40 messages in my Facebook inbox. And it was all these people saying, you know, have you checked your Facebook? Have you seen this? And everybody is sharing a post with me, and I see the post is a picture of me. But in the picture, it's kind of cropped in kind of close, and you see my whole body.
Right.
And the caption on the picture is who I was cheated on with.
What?
Now,
somebody is accusing you of cheating, but they use your photo.
Yes, somebody is accusing me of, I guess, of being the mistress, using my picture. And this woman, her name is, well, this might not even actually be a woman. It could just be a bot. It could be a guy in another country just using women's pictures. But it also just goes to show you how scary social media actually is.
Mm-hmm.
When I first looked, there was over 1,200 reactions, over 700 comments. And as the day went on, it I think got up to about 24,000 reactions.
Oh my gosh.
And people were sharing it in mom groups. They're sharing my picture in home wrecking groups.
What?
They're sharing it in meme groups. Like groups I've never even heard of.
Lily, what are some of the things they're saying as far as the comments?
Yeah.
The comments were, I would have cheated too. This girl looks better than you. And even though this person did me wrong, I still think bullying is unacceptable on all levels.
Sure.
But then there's a lot of people who are saying cheating is wrong, and this girl deserves bad things to happen to her, basically.
So basically, long story short, you go to bed one night, you wake up, and you find that you have 40 messages in your inbox of people saying, hey, did you see this post? Someone used your photo and accused you of you cheating or having an affair with their husband.
Yes.
And where did the post come in of the picture of you standing next to your name?
Well, that was my picture on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I mean, it was shared in so many different groups. I was able to get that the person who posted the picture on Facebook, I was able to get that person to take it down.
Oh,
but
really?
At that point, yeah, they took
it down.
The damage
had been done.
Yeah, the damage was done already. It was too late because it's shared. People take screenshots.
Let me ask you, Lily, you're married with children. Yes. Do you have kids?
I am. Yes,
okay.
I am married. I've been married for 5 years. I have two boys, and my husband, thank God for, you know, the way he is and that he is just a saint.
Yeah.
Because he's getting frustrated with other people, but he knows that this whole thing is not believable.
It's BS,
but,
this
isn't
real. And that's the thing, Lily, you're lucky too, because let's say people are in an abusive relationship. This could go south real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yep. I mean, there's been a part of my past where I don't think if this had happened back then to me, I don't think it would have went so well.
Oh, God.
So I'm very blessed that I have the husband I do have,
because
he knows, and he's not accepting it, but he knows it is what it is. Like, there's nothing that
no blame is placed on you.
Right. Yeah. And he knows that it's these people just like, I guess, you know, they're getting paid because they're making money off this.
Or, God forbid, they start taking pictures of your kids.
That has me so paranoid. I said to my coworker earlier, I had said, I'm about to pull a 2016 Taylor Swift and delete everything.
Yeah.
I am.
This is a lot to go through, you know? And
it is.
And there's so many teenagers that go through this, too.
Yeah. I wanted to actually make a point about that, too. Somebody whose mental health could be really struggling right now, and then they're getting all these hateful messages. That would be a really unfortunate thing for them to get.
Correct.
Messages like this.
Yeah. Lily, I'm sorry that happened to you. I really appreciate you coming on to share your story. What's one of the things, if somebody goes through something like the situation you just went through, what can they do?
I mean, I had everybody I know practically report the page.
Okay.
It doesn't really necessarily do anything. The post is still up. People are still either saying that the guy, you know, he was smart to cheat, or that, you know, they call me all sorts of names now. I have to just live with this now. And this is, you know, it is hard with my job. For me, the one thing my best advice, do not read the comments.
Yeah. Yeah. You can spiral real quick after that.
Yeah, I found myself going down that rabbit hole this weekend, and I had to just disconnect from social media. Also, if you are not in the spotlight, make your page as private as possible.
100%.
Yeah, that's
make it as
point.
Private as possible.
It's
you
so
can't
hard
trust
for
anybody.
I know it's so hard for people to do that, though, because a lot of, especially teens, their one goal is to grow that following.
Right.
You know, but Lily,
so sad.
I'm so sorry that happened to you. Thank you again for sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
All right. We'll talk soon. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
I think the scariest thing about this is going to bed, thinking everything is fine, only to wake up to an inbox full of messages from strangers. And sometimes those messages are death threats.
It is the most jarring thing ever.
Yeah.
Because this actually happened to me.
I remember something similar like this taking place to you.
We got to take a quick break.
Yeah. What is the worst? I mean, what makes it worse is not having a clue as to what the heck is happening to.
Mm-hmm.
But Breezy and I, we do want to continue the conversation coming up. So if you do have a similar story and how you dealt with a negative situation that happened to you online, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to take a quick break and get to your messages coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.